This is The Rounds Table. All right, welcome back, Rounds Table listeners. We have an exciting episode in store for you today. This one is all related to clinical trials for infectious diseases. John, what's up first?
So first up, we're going to talk about the effectiveness of prophylactic oral and/or vaginal probiotic supplementation in the prevention of recurrent UTIs. This was by Gupta et al., published in December 2023 in the Clinical Infectious Diseases Journal.
Yeah, this was a bit of a sleeper hit, and I'm actually really happy that we're covering it because otherwise I would have missed this article. So what was the research question?
So here they wanted to know, what is the effectiveness of prophylactic probiotic supplementation in the prevention of recurrent urinary tract infections?
Yeah, and why did this catch your eye?
You and I both know that UTIs are common, and upwards of 40 to 50% of women will experience at least one UTI in their life. Recurrences can occur in 20 to 30%, so a fairly large burden from a population perspective. As with everything in ID, antibiotics resistance is on the rise, and in particular, that's the case for urinary pathogens. There is some evidence to suggest that vaginal microbiota has an important role on the risk for recurrent urinary tract infections, and there's been research to show that some probiotic usage can restore vaginal flora, reduce colonization of urinary pathogens, and therefore reduce risk for UTI. Both oral and vaginal probiotics have been shown to reduce incidence of recurrent UTIs, but there is some conflicting meta-analysis data, so one meta-analysis showed that there was a benefit, another did not. This study looks at a commercially available oral and vaginal tablet to assess the effectiveness in preventing UTIs.
Yeah, I really like the research question. I think, as we're going to find out, this was a much younger patient population than maybe you or I are used to caring for. But regardless, any infectious diseases randomized trial catches my eye, and this one's no exception. So what was the study design?
This was a randomized controlled trial, double-blind, placebo-controlled, single-center study done at a teaching hospital done in Changira, India, from 2014 to 2016. The patient population, so these were premenopausal women aged 18 to 45 with a history of three or more uncomplicated UTIs diagnosed in the past year. They excluded participants who were on antibiotic treatment, including those who were on antibiotics